Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Solly Hemus. Batting third. The first baseman, Harry Anderson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Rapulski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Stan Lopata. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Kaczynski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jack Sanford. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus takes first base on ball four. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Hemus moves to second. Two outs. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hemus scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards first. Anderson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walls for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lopata moves to third. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lopata scores. Jones moves to second. It's 1-0, Phillies. Ted Kaczynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaczynski strikes out. One out. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. He must settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morin moves to third. Long moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is walked intentionally. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hemus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls who is chasing the ball. Hemus reaches third base with a triple. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski is 0 for 1 in the game. Rapulski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lopata hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Post strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kaczynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaczynski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaczynski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanford covering, for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Long takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanford hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Ashburn steals second. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Dark applying the tag. Two outs. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hemus hits a line drive into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of post. Adams reaches second base with a double. Hobby moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hobby tags and scores. Adams tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walls scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Morin moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ray Semprock now pitching. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Post who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. Morin scores. Long goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards third. Dark juggles the ball. That's an error on Dark. Anderson moves to second. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Rapolsky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lopata hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Anderson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Cubs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Post hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Ted Kaczynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaczynski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaczynski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. He must fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Adams strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards second. He must scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Dave Philly pinch hits for Ray Semprock. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Ed Meyer now pitching. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hemus is hit by the pitch. Philly moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Philly scores. Ashburn scores. He must goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5 to Cubs. Don Elston now pitching. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lopata hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-6, Phillies. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Turk Farrell now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Ted Kaczynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaczynski is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaczynski is called out on strikes. One out. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Elston covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Long strikes out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hemus strikes out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rapolski hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Bowman now playing left field. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Don Elston. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor pinch runs for Chuck Tanner. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Adams bunts towards first. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first, with Hemus covering, for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.